Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me today, that you are studying the Word of God, either by listening or following along with your Bible, or maybe going back later and reading your Bible, whichever it happens to be. It's just a blessing to me that to know that people are getting into the Word of God. He has so much to say to us, and He's given us the full Bible. The counsel of God is all throughout the Bible. And so that's the reason that we take the time to study it together. And my prayer is that you are just growing in your walk with the Lord. Perhaps you don't know the Lord, and you can come to find Him through His Word. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for another opportunity to study your Word. We know that your truth is within it. And your guidance and your direction for our life is all throughout your book, the Bible. Lord, we're just blessed today, again, to be able to study this Gospel of John, to see your Son Jesus when he walked among men and what he did for us, the salvation that he provided. We're just so grateful to you and thankful today that we get to study your Word, and we ask that you, by your Holy Spirit, would guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, that our lives will be a blessing to you, a pleasure to you, Lord. And so we give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Loving Men's Praise More Than God's. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 43. The Apostle John wrote concerning Jesus, "Among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." And in chapter 12 and verse 43 of his book, John shared how the non-confessing chief rulers loved the praise of men more than the praise of God, where we read, "For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." The verse reads, "For they loved the praise of men." John began with the words, "for they loved," which means because, since, and on account that the chief rulers were fond of, entertained, and loved dearly the praise of men, or the honor, glory, splendor, and brightness of people, whether male or female, more than the following. John shared how the chief rulers loved dearly the adulation and honor of people more than the following. The verse continues, "more than the praise of God." John added the words, "more than the praise," which means rather, to a greater degree, and more willingly than the honor, glory, splendor, and brightness of God, or belonging to the Godhead bodily in Trinity, which is comprised of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. John shared how the chief rulers were more fond of the praise and adulation from people than they were of God's. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how these chief rulers, though believers in Jesus Christ, were afraid and more willing to receive the praise and honor of people than they were to focus upon the honor extended by God. They were afraid of being excommunicated from the synagogue, which meant not only that they could not participate in spiritual practices of worship there, but also that they would be marked as people to whom no one should do business. In other words, their entire lives would be altered. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to be the sacrifice for the sins of mankind, so they could live with Him forever. This cost Him. And anyone who follows Jesus must count the cost for believing and trusting in Him. These chief rulers thought the cost was too high, and they chose to keep their faith in Jesus a secret. Those who desire God's honor should yield their lives to Him and make His Son Jesus known, regardless of the earthly cost associated with doing so. Next time, John shares how Jesus cried and said, "He that believes on me, believes not on me, but on him that sent me." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.